I've selected the plates. They are taller than before, and they rattle before bread, that which shows us life, as it splits from itself, as if bouncing up and down in place. So the air is yellow. This is a seal we do not recognize, and so can't break, as if a code, an elegant code that looms over us and lulls us to sleep, is doomed, bland, barely alive. But is this also true in Japan? Or as true? People say I'm obsessed by questions of mortality and faith and by doubt that it is genuine. It is so intense, so peculiar, so bold. But such is not the case in Japan, where there is universal belonging, even among the marginalized, who are subtly led to the understanding that they do not exist. But can you say that? I have never seen so many sorts of fish. In the ocean, fish are plentiful, and there are forms of life one has never seen, monstrous, if interesting ones, fish eye. Eye, let's say, of albacore. Well, for the Japanese, fish is a prop. Being an island nation, the Japanese are sure of nothing so much as fish, the rightness of fish, that they are to be at all costs believed in as such. Say fish on any street corner of any town, of any prefecture, anywhere in Japan, and I do not care what century you are in, and you will not only be understood, you will be universally hailed and admired as a sage. For fish bring good luck. A fish, when caught and lifted from the water, will shudder. Hit a fish smartly on the head, and again, if it is the same fish, it will shudder. It will never wheeze. In this way, a fish is never decorative, even if made into a table or a wall mount. Fish are large as well as small, and when you look closely at a large fish, you will see it stares right back at you. As always, in a work of literature, I am not really speaking of fish, per se. And this is the charm that writing can offer, that it will show that without a doubt, a fish is never a fish. In fact, one could almost say that a fish is anything or everything other than a fish. What then can we call a fish if, that is, whether inside Japan or out of it, one wants, in the simplest of all possible ways, merely to write of a fish? This is a job for Miss Gertrude Stein.